Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
If you have Hey, I Was Wondering questions, by the way, we are clearing out the file. And we do this from time to time. Clear it out, get it back to even, et cetera, et cetera. You get your Hey, I Was Wondering question in there. You can wonder about anything. Anything that pops up in your life, your family's life, whatever. Get that to us. You can email us. You can text us, 60123. You can go on any of our social media sites and put it in our messages. Violetta will keep her eye out for it, okay?
For sure.
This comes to us from Amanda. Hi, Eric. Diehard 530 Club member. Love that. Love that. Thank you, Amanda. I was wondering, I was in the checkout line at the grocery store, and I saw breath mints and gum, and I thought, I can't remember the last time I used them, let alone bought them. These days with everyone wearing masks, do you guys think the sales of gum, mints, mouthwash, toothpaste, floss, toothpicks, etc. has gone down?
Down.
Thanks. Just wondering, Amanda. You know, it's true. It is hard to chew gum while wearing a mask.
That's true, but...
It is hard. And subsequently, maybe you aren't chewing as much gum as you did. I wonder if the gum companies are experiencing difficult times, too.
My only theory to the contrary would be that you're so aware of the smell of your own breath so often that you notice it enough to be like, I can't live with myself.
All right. Fair enough. Let me ask you then, Whip. Are you using more gum or less?
I have chewed probably more gum in the mask era, but I just happened to have bought it in the office a couple times because I ran out of my usual, which is mints. I usually am a mint guy, but I haven't had any, and I haven't gone out of my way to find them, so I've been buying gum.
I can't remember the last time I bought gum or mints.
Me either.
She's on to something, I think.
Maybe.
I cannot remember. And in fact, as a side note, I mentioned I was in Florida this weekend. I was stopping to get ice cream. I decided, I want some ice cream.
Aw, that's nice.
And I parked, and I was going to walk in the ice cream shop, and I went, damn it.
What?
Forgot my mask. Like that commercial we played?
Yeah.
Forgot my mask.
Come on, dude.
And I really wanted ice cream, and I'd parked far away, so it was too much
annoying.
To go back.
That's annoying.
So there's a little, like, shop next to, you know, one of those weird Florida shops.
Yeah, where they sell like sweaters.
They sell everything, yeah. So I bought a mask there.
Okay.
And I put the mask on and I swear, it was in a sealed whatever, pouch, container, whatever, you know, packaging.
Yeah.
I swear somebody else had used this mask.
No, refurbished mask?
It smelled like butt. It did. It smelled like butt.
Oh, no. No.
Oh my God! Like I was gagging. I'm like, if I haven't caught, I'm catching COVID from a mask now.
Oh no, that's not good.
For sure. I thought for sure. I almost went back in and said, "Aren't these used? Because it smells like some old lady's breath."
Do you honestly think there's a possibility it could have been used? Like the way it was packaged, was it like it was packaged right there in the store, or like
I guess it's possible
in a factory?
I guess it's in. Kind of a Ziploc bag, but not the kind that you pick up at the grocery store Ziploc bag. It looked like an official kind of Ziploc bag, but it feels like somebody might have thrown that thing on.
No, I think someone's got that.
And now I've got this horrible cold sore. No.
Oh, my God.
I don't. Not yet, at least. What am I going to eat? New survey. It says millennials and Gen Z are among the highest stress eaters during the pandemic. Top three things you like to stress eat. You would vote for what? A tie at number three, Sue.
Yes, I eat homemade bread.
Well, at least you're taking the time to make it yourself.
That's right.
So good.
You know what? I don't mean, I'm going to do it, though, to gender stereotype. But I think women put away the bread in a much higher quantity than men do.
I think
women love bread more than men.
Could be.
Like, when you think about this, when you go to a restaurant, they put the bread on the table, who dives for it first, the man or the woman? Or if you're in a group of like 10 people, if there are 5 men and 5 women, who goes for the bread first?
I could see that because I feel like guys like meat and like want like other
stuff.
We
like the bread, but we don't crave the bread.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. At number three, it's an interesting choice. Also tied. Hi there, Denise. When it's time to stress eat.
I love to eat carrots.
Carrots.
I stomp on carrots.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
That's good for you.
Yeah, it's like we wish
under
we
more stress.
Had that
habit. Do you eat like the baby carrots?
I eat like the ones that look like they came right out of the ground.
Oh,
I don't
peel
them. I just cut them up and chomp on them.
Right, that's good
like
for you.
Like
the
rabbit.
Right, shaping ones, dirt stains.
Hi there, Bill at number two. It's time to stress eat with.
Oh, I dive into the Cheetos.
How you go, puffy or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Yeah, there he is.
Also, straight out of the ground like God intended.
Finally, in at number one, Anna's under a ton of stress. Put it away, Anna.
I just picked up my big breakfast from McDonald's with pancakes.
Yes,
with pancakes.
Yeah.
The McDonald's big breakfast is quality.
I'm just pulling through the drive-thru now. I'm not kidding you.
Can I throw something at you? You've pulled through.
I never ordered this.
It's delicious. You're going to enjoy it.
I know.
You pull through the drive-thru, Anna. It's dark. It's Monday. It's 6:24. You got a Big Mac, or I'm sorry, a McDonald's Big Breakfast on your lap. You're sitting in a parking spot in the dark eating it on a Monday morning.
Oh, no, actually, I'm pulling on the street now, and I got extra butter.
Yeah,
that's what you need. You can bitch. I can envision this. It's like a commercial or something with the butter slowly melting on top of the hot cake.
Grab yourself some syrup, too. The image I was trying to paint there of Anna, though, is it a little extra sad, but delicious?
No.
But do you look at yourself as you sit in your car seat in a dark parking lot putting away a Big Breakfast and go, this is what it's become now.
No.
This is where I am.
You spin that. It's the only thing that's keeping you happy.
That's true. It is keeping you happy. Hi, Sergio.
How's it going?
Great. You're scared of your own basement.
Yeah.
How long have you lived wherever you're living?
Right here, currently like 7 years, I would say.
Okay, and how many times you been down there?
I try to keep it like once a week at least. I hate going down there by myself at least, but if I have to, I'll be complaining the whole time and not enjoying it when I have to.
All right. You say you hate going down there alone. Who do you make go down there with you?
Usually my dog or my sister.
And even your dog's like, I'm not
dog
going down
or sister.
There. So she's like, take the dog. The dog's like, no way. No
yeah, actually,
way.
He doesn't like going down there either. I have to like force him down there to be with me.
What's scary about it, Sergio, your own basement?
I don't know. It's just like, it's just being alone down there. It's just having like the weird feeling somebody's watching you.
Right.
Even though
right.
I'm happy. It's just kind of creepy, lonely feeling. Like being alone, at least. When you're with somebody else is whatever, but...
All the escaped serial killers live down there. You know that, right, Sergio? All of them.
Yeah.
They all moved down. Yeah, totally.
I feel like if the dog is skittish, it would make me even more scared. Like, the dog has senses that I don't.
Or the dog's picking up on Sergio being freaked out. Well, if he's scared, I'm scared.
Probably true, yeah.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Scared of your own basement?
I am.
Why?
You know, I don't know. It happened when I lived with my parents. It happens now when I live in my own house. Mm-hmm. With my parents, it was unfinished, it was dark, it was gray, it was dreary, there were bugs, I would hear noises.
Yep, right.
Moved into my own house in March, and half of it is finished, but the other half is the crawl space, and I'm still the same way.
Right.
So I'll go down there if my husband is home or if it's during the day. I hate everything about basements. And my dog is also scared of going down in the basement.
Now, do you think the dog's scared because the dog knows something, or the dog's scared because he sees you being freaked out? He's like, well, I'm not going there. She won't go there.
She is a puppy, so I can't figure out if it's because she's afraid of the stairs or she can't figure out where we go on the other side of the door.
Right.
Yeah, new house, new puppy. You're living the life.
All the psychos and all the serial killers live down there. Why tempt fate? Yep, I get it. And look at this. Hi there, Melissa.
Hi.
Scared of your own basement?
I'm not as scared as my son and my husband or my dog. But we've lived in the house 28 years. We built it new back then, and my husband would say there was always, like, an older guy always summoning him to the basement, like, come on down, come on down, like a person.
Whoa.
Yeah, a ghost.
Uh-huh.
And one night he got so angry, he took the butcher knife and like, stabbed at him and told him, go away.
Wow.
And he never showed himself again.
Wait a minute, so your husband went down into the basement and stabbed the ghost?
Yes.
I'm scared to visit your house, Melissa. It's a little scary.
Right.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. Now, we've just happened to talk to our next-door neighbors, and I brought it up. I mean, they've been our neighbors for 30 years
and
we never talked about it. And she's like, that's crazy. We had a seance person, one of those people, come in. And
they're normal.
Because they saw the same ghost.
Oh, did they?
The same one? Was he all bloody?
He got me in the arm.
Ghost, right.
Yeah.
I gotta live in this basement
now.
Wow,
that's why
I
moved
doors.
Like some lunatic came down here with a knife.
Right.
What are you, crazy? Just a ghost trying to live my life down here. Yeah, that's wild. Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, my God. That's interesting.
Well, you know, there's a ghost down there. Keeps summoning my husband, so he went down and stabbed it.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for summoning people.
You don't mess. You don't mess with the basement. That's what happens down in the basement. I bring that up because these are the scariest basements from horror movies. The basement is the place where bad things happen.
Yeah. Totally. The door's always locked.
We know that, right? And a surprise, well, everyone saw it coming. The Silence of the Lambs took the top spot for the scariest basement during, of course, which Jodie Foster's character of Clarice
That's
confronts
right.
the serial killer Buffalo Bill down in the basement. Remember mm-hmm. that? And it's dark and she's got those night vision.
Yeah.
Or he's
yeah.
got the night vision on and she's going through the dark with the gun and he can see her.
He can see her, yeah, but she
and
doesn't
And he reaches
know.
Out for the back of her head because he's right behind
Ooh,
her.
And the breathing, the heavy breathing
oh,
in that
God.
Whole scene.
Oh, it's terrifying. How many people seriously just got a little chill up the back of your neck right there? Because I did.
Mm-hmm.
Runner-up for the scariest basement went to the 2017 horror film, Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was a good
Yeah,
one.
That was a good movie.
Never watched it.
You didn't?
Nope.
You should watch it.
Nope, I won't. I won't do it.
All right, don't.
I don't like scary movies. You know that.
That's true,
either.
But it's it will not let you go.
Other notably bad basements were featured in the 1978 film, The Evil, about a basement getaway to another realm.
Okay.
Also making it... on the Basement Evil Index, Hitchcock's Psycho made the list. Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street, Amityville Horror, and others.
Okay, that makes sense.
Basements are very, very scary places. Not only for us, but for that ghost that lived in Melissa's house. You're starting your week, you don't know what's going on. At least I'm just talking about me there. Thankfully, I've got trending on Twitter top three things everyone else is talking about. You ready, Violetta?
I sure am.
Okay. At number three.
Diplo is trending for a bit of a sticky situation. Past social media posts allegedly belonging to the producer are resurfacing after 19-year-old TikTok star Gwenlyn Blackwell reveals that she's living with Diplo.
Huh.
She says it's nothing romantic, and she's thankful for him and his team. But Twitter users are questioning the entire situation because she says she's been with him for a year, living with him, and everybody's kind of turning it into a debate on why.
She's creepy, he's creepy.
Yep.
Trending on Twitter number two.
Hashtag proud of Liam is trending after LP1 reached 3 million global streams this morning. So Liam Payne, feeling
LP1.
The love.
LP1.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's what you call him, LP1.
Oh. That's the name of the album.
Did you see that Liam is the number one name of 2020 for babies?
Oh.
Except in Ireland.
Really?
Where you'd think it would be just killing
what?
It, right?
It's old news in Ireland,
yeah,
I guess.
They're like,
we did that a century ago.
Everybody's stealing Liam from us. I guess we'll move on to something else.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hello. And trending on Twitter, number one.
And finally, this is my favorite trend I've seen in a while. Hashtag 2020 Peanuts Special. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown aired over the weekend. Everyone is thinking
watched
of...
Watched it.
Yeah, you did?
Oh, yeah. Watched okay. it. Actually, I watched it twice, but I want to brag. God.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's
and
so good.
Charlie Brown is exactly what we need right now.
He's
just like
best.
That wholesome, enjoyable feeling. But what people
Listen
did...
Listen to Whip. He's the best.
He is, Charlie
he really
is the best character.
Oh, Snoop.
I mean, don't sleep on Snoopy either. I'm just
right.
saying.
Right.
Yeah. yeah, but Charlie Brown's more up your alley because he's like kind of a... like
Screw you, Pigpen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm Pigpen. I got yeah. kind of classic.
I can't believe you know that. Okay. Yeah. So, what
I know Charlie Brown.
I didn't know that.
Who doesn't know Charlie Brown?
Well, I didn't know you knew like specific characters.
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy.
Yeah.
She's always taking that football away.
Right.
I feel like you remind me of Lucy a little.
Oh, thanks.
So, what people are doing on Twitter is they're changing it for today's times, thinking of Charlie Brown titles. So, for instance, it's like... it's the pandemic, Charlie Brown, and then his, like a gif of him going, good grief, and like, you know, wear your mask, Charlie Brown, and I don't know, it's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
You had me until you kept going. I was loving that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I go just a little too far.
Yeah, you,
know, do it.
Just, yeah you don't need to over-explain Charlie Brown. I think we got it, yeah. I just pulled the football. All right, anybody listening who, look at this. Phone lines are jammed.
Oh, my
really?
God.
This
really?
Is
going to
be
kidding.
Interesting.
Wow.
This is going to be interesting. Anybody listening who considers themselves an undecided voter, I was sticking my guns that in a polarized election like we have right now, a polarized world we live in, there doesn't seem to be anybody that's like, I don't know.
Mm.
I could go way that way or I could go way this way.
Yeah, you never know.
Game time decision.
Because these two candidates aren't even remotely close. There's no like common ground overlapping where you can go, all right, I fall onto that ground.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll hear the calls. I mean, I guess if you think about it, like half the country doesn't vote generally anyway in the presidential election, even though you think everybody does. So there's a lot of people out there who we don't notice.
Deanne.
Yes, good morning.
You consider yourself undecided.
I do, yes. And my friends will probably kill me because I have friends that feel strongly on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I think that I make a decision, one of them just does something really stupid. And I'm like, How can I vote for that person?
That's totally. Like what Violetta was right. saying.
Disqualified.
Right. You're trying to so hard to not follow the stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's impossible.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it might be impossible.
You just want to be secure in your decision, and then they keep changing your security.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
You consider yourself undecided?
I do. I completely agree with what Deanna said. I try to listen, and I try to find valid points, and then they say something stupid, and you can't make a decision.
That's right. Do you find yourself, I don't want to put you on the spot, really. You don't have to answer specifically, but are you leaning, or are you, like, right down the middle? Are you leaning one way or the other?
I mean, I guess I am leaning a little bit. My 17-year-old daughter watched the first debate with us. And she turned, after we turned it off, she looked at us and she goes, I am so glad I don't have to vote and make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's funny how no one's saying, well, I just hear this brilliant point. Right. And I'm like, well, maybe they won me over. It's exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm.
To feed my point, I think we watched the debates for the show, yeah. Not to be swayed. Hi there, Jody.
Hi.
Hi, Jody. Are you undecided?
Yes. I think morally speaking, I cannot vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. But economically speaking, I cannot vote for Biden. So.
Yeah, you're flying back. Yeah. You mind me asking how old you are, Jody?
I'm 23.
All right, so you're kind of new to the election process. You were able to vote yeah. in the last presidential election. Did you vote in that one?
I did. Right. I think in that one I was more swayed by like my parents.
I got you.
It's hard because now my mom's voting Trump and my dad's voting Biden.
You live in a divided house.
There you go. Well, they offset each other.
Yeah. Have they decided to go to separate sides of the house until this is over?
I don't know. They moved to Arizona.
Of course they did.
So
swing state.
Stuck in Illinois trying to figure it out for myself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's very strange and unprecedented numbers of early voters. What's the number right now?
Now just over 59 million early voters.
Now, how many people voted in the last election, Whip?
I think it was 135 million all told.
All told. And yeah. They're already saying by election day, a week from tomorrow, we might have more early voters than total voters for the last one.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we're almost halfway there.
And then how long after the election next Tuesday do we think it will take?
Oh, no one knows.
Before we actually know an answer.
No one knows. Oh, no
okay.
one knows.
I'm
all right,
scared.
Then how about a week from Wednesday? Coming up next Wednesday, not this coming, but the next Wednesday. What kind of chaotic crisis are we going to be in that day?
I just think this is the thing that scares me personally the most.
You know what I'm going to do?
The uncertainty.
I'm going to go to Arizona.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
At least go somewhere warm, right? Talking about the headline, secret pregnancies are on the rise during COVID-19 pandemic. And I was scrolling through Instagram and saw somebody that I don't really know that is pregnant. Now, granted, why would I know? I was like, whoa! Didn't see anything like that before. And I mean, not just a little pregnant, a lot pregnant.
Right,
okay, way up
there,
the road, yeah.
Baby bump.
Right, there'd been no announcement, nothing about, as far as I knew, from the world I live in. It caught me a little off guard. Secret pregnancies during the pandemic because you get pregnant, you don't see people, you don't really want to post it on social media. Surprise.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you had one or have one?
Oh.
Yeah. When I was about 4 months pregnant, the pandemic hit, and I'm not on social media, so a lot of my acquaintances didn't know.
Right.
Wow.
And I work in a hospital, and when parts of it got shut down, some of my patients didn't know. So I just came back from maternity leave, and surprise.
So you actually came back holding me. Look what I did while you guys had your heads turned.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And what was the response to that? People caught really off guard?
Yeah, they were just because I wasn't really showing, so they had no idea. And, you know, people empathize a lot when you get pregnant during a pandemic, too.
Sure.
So.
What about your friends and stuff that you didn't tell? Was it a conscious decision? I'm just not going to tell them, or it just didn't happen?
It just didn't happen. I mean, I told my closest friends, but because I'm not on social media, you know, some of those outliers just found out by word of mouth you know.
Very surprised. Secret pregnancies during COVID. Hi there, okay. Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
You also had a secret pregnancy. You looked great, though, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
No, my wife was on the way to work and was like, you got a call, so.
Oh. What happened?
We were having, we were planning on having an announcement party saying we're having twins.
Oh, wow.
And then it got canceled, and we just didn't tell anyone.
Just kept it quiet.
It's tough to do.
Yeah. So your wife has obviously had the twins?
Yeah, we had them in July.
All right. Oh, and do you think there are still people in your life that don't know you have kids now?
Oh, there could be.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so weird. Yeah. Don't you be like three by the time they find out? Who's that kid with you?
Right.
Very interesting. It was crazy.
Yeah. You know what? There's another level to this, too, with the pandemic. I had mentioned, let's go either, thank you, Adam, before or after that situation. Is there anybody that can call now that got married during the pandemic? I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I have a specific question I'd like to ask you. A whole nother angle to all this. Did you get married during the pandemic? You know, June, July, August, September, whatever. Hi, Christine.
Good. How are you?
Good. So you were married during the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay. When did you get married?
September 19th.
September 19th. Okay. They say, I read another story, that the honeymoon industry has completely cratered because nobody is going on honeymoons. They're getting married, but not going on honeymoons. Did you go on a honeymoon?
No, we did not.
Ah, there it is. There See, the right honeymoon right. industry is another one. Go on.
Exhibit A right here on the phone.
Do you plan on going on one?
Eventually, yes. We're possibly looking maybe over the holidays.
Okay.
We'll have a little more time off. But as of right now, nothing is 100% planned.
So when you, you were preparing for the wedding, say March, April, May, and all this hit, did you have a honeymoon set to go that you had to scrap it?
We did not, actually. We really couldn't decide on one.
Ah, okay. And then you realize now we don't have to.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
I got you. All right. Thank you, Kristen. Hey, Gina.
Yes.
You were married when?
August 8th.
Congratulations. Yeah. Did you have a honeymoon?
No, but we rented a house in Michigan to have the wedding in the backyard and just stayed there for a couple days. So it was like a little mini moon.
Yeah,
mini moon. It's true. Now, when you originally got engaged and were preparing for the wedding, did you have a honeymoon planned that you had to scrap?
Actually, we did. We had a big, 2-week in Europe. We didn't do anything, make any plans. But we were planning on, the next summer, this summer coming up. We would go to Europe for 2 weeks, and obviously that's on the way back burner.
Yeah,
you think there's any chance you can pull that off next summer?
I'm a little nervous. I don't know. I saw a really interesting report about how safe airplanes are right now, but I'm like, ugh.
It's true.
I was on an airplane yesterday, and everybody is really, really good about wearing masks and getting off
about
in sections and all that stuff.
Ventilation systems, I think they've done a good job.
Yeah, the air turns over so quickly anyway.
Yeah.
Honeymoon industry has cratered. New study tracked viewer heart rates to determine the scariest movie ever. I looked at the list. I'm like, haven't seen that. No way I'm watching that. Can't see that. Nope. All through the top 10. What's the number one movie? And I thought, I don't even recognize this movie. So I did a little research. It's from 2012. And it stars Ethan Hawke. Monica knew it immediately. It's what?
Sinister
is exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, Monica, did you just go straight to Google to get the answer, or you've seen it?
I went to Google.
There you go. It sounds too scary
for me. Yeah.
So you've never seen Sinister?
I haven't, and I probably won't.
Do you like scary movies?
I don't.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You and me, cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, it's
either
you love or hate them. There's no in between.
Way. Hey, Swanee, let's see. Can we find somebody that's seen Sinister, Swanee? If you've seen Sinister, 312-233-1019. Whip, while we do this, can you look at the synopsis for us?
Let's do that.
And I'll give you the top 10 scariest movies ever, according to viewer heart rates. Number one is Sinister. Number two is Insidious. I don't know that one either.
I don't know that.
Number three, The Conjuring.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Number four, Hereditary.
Ooh.
Number five, Paranormal Activity. Mm. Number six, It Follows. Number seven, The Conjuring 2. Number eight, The Babadook.
The Babadook?
I don't know what that is.
No, that sounds cute.
It does.
The Babadook.
It's a cartoon.
Number nine, The Descent. Oh. And number 10, Visit.
Wow, I don't know any of those.
And then after that, I start to recognize them. The Ring, A Quiet Place, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, 28 Days Later, The Exorcist, It, Scream.
Yeah. Those are more
Scream
classic.
Last night with Drew Barrymore. No, it was Sunday night last night. Okay. Drew Barrymore hosted Scream on CBS.
She did.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, of course
she
was in it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Veronica.
Yes.
You have seen Sinister.
Oh, it's horrifying.
Okay, hold on just a second, okay? Don't say anything.
Okay.
Violetta, take your headphones off.
Okay.
Go over, sit over there on the couch. Turn your headphones on. I don't want you to hear any of this, okay? All right. Violetta can't hear Veronica, so I would like to know, at what point in Sinister, what is happening that is the scariest moment?
I honestly think it's, like, when he starts to find more videotapes of this, like, weird guy coming and pretty much killing families in the house they moved into.
Okay. Now,
and it's like little bits and pieces add up to it. And
got
it's just terrifying.
How far into the movie would you say that happens?
I honestly saw this back in like 2013 and I've refused to see it again.
Okay.
So I'd say probably about a half hour, 45 minutes in, you start to see this character who's like a demon who pretty much comes to possess children.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
There, hold on. Hold on. Demon possesses children. Half hour. Okay. All right, I got that. All right.
Yeah.
This is going to be very helpful.
He possesses the children to, like, kill their family in the most horrific ways.
Lovely. And would you say that do you like scary movies, Veronica?
You know, that one ruined me for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I watched scary movies for about 4 years. And my husband was, like, so mad about it because he loves them. So I'll watch a couple, but I'll walk away if it starts to get too creepy.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you for the help.
You're welcome.
You're the best. All right. Thank you. Come on over here, Violetta.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back. I'm not doing this. But watch it.
Okay.
All right, Violetta, we have an assignment for you.
An assignment?
Okay, we're going to have you watch Sinister.
Oh, now, I don't know.
But wait. And we're going to have you know how we used to do Violetta's Millennial Movie Night?
Yeah.
Whip, do we want her to do this alone or with a friend?
I think alone is the key, honestly.
Okay.
Because with a friend, you can kind of like rely on each other to make it not as scary. Alone, it's really scary.
Okay
here's what we want. You're going to watch Sinister, and at about the half-hour mark, or the moment where the character recognizes a demon that is possessing children.
Okay?
Demon.
When you see that start to happen about a half-hour in, we want you to roll video on yourself.
Okay.
And let's see what your response or responses are to the next 5 or 10 minutes of that movie.
Like, I kind of feel like crying even now.
It's going to be great.
We didn't even hear the synopsis.
So then we'll have you roll video of yourself watching the movie.
Okay.
You know, 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
After this moment happens, when it really starts to kick in, you'll be able to sense it. When it really starts to get scary.
Okay.
Roll some video.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up, we will share the video of you watching the scariest part of Sinister.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works.
Everybody got that? Does that make sense, Whip?
Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense. The scariest moment.
Can I just fast forward to the 30 minutes?
No, you got to watch
it.
You got to watch the build.
Okay. I don't remember the last time I watched a scary movie.
By yourself. And turn the lights off, too.
Oh, my God.
You have to watch it at night. You can't watch when you get home after the show. It's got to be at night.
Okay, fine.
When it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll take that 10, 15 minutes worth of video, and we'll condense it down into Violetta's scariest 60 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, we found one person who still has sleepovers other than Violetta. Hello, April.
Hello.
You have sleepovers.
I do.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 34.
34. And how many people do you have for your sleepover?
Usually it's just me and another friend. Okay. I moved away after college, so we kind of have to sleep over because we're 2 hours away.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
All right. And what do you do at sleepovers? What happens at your 34-year-old grown woman sleepover?
Well, we're 34, but we actually act like 64, honestly.
Oh, really?
So
you're in bed by like 7:30, sound asleep.
We're at least in sweatpants by then, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, sleepovers, is that sleeping bags in the family room? Is that what's going on?
We're on the couch until at least midnight, and then we might share a bed.
Okay. All right. And then, easy. Women are like, hey.
I didn't say anything.
Not much was happening until midnight hit.
Want to hear more of the story? That's all.
Would you like to go to the bedroom now?
And then you're sound asleep, and you guys get up. Do you have breakfast? What happens?
We do. We have breakfast.
Okay.
And,
then go home.
I'm just more hanging out, yeah.
All right.
Maybe some mimosas.
The night before, do you have somebody come over and do your makeup and hair like Violetta is planning?
No, it's nice to just not have to do that.
Yeah, yeah. You're not playing any weird games, just the two of you, nothing like that?
Oh, my God. Like, why?
I have a friend who's really into magic tricks.
Perfect.
Let's hide that somewhere.
That's fun.
Sign me up. A night of magic in bed by midnight? Perfect.
Yeah.
Sleepovers. Who knew? Time for the weekend wrap-up. Stories from this weekend. Stories from this morning. We haven't had a chance to get to. All right, let's tear back the curtain here. A little peek behind the curtain.
Okay.
Because I'm incredibly uncomfortable right now.
Why?
You know, when we do these. And they're very different throughout the week. Weekend wrap-up, Tidbit Tuesday, Tidbit Wednesday, Three Story Thursday, and Story Friday. Very different.
Yeah, they'll have their own personality.
They're the exact same thing. Anyway, so when we do them, just a stack of stories. Our good friend over there in the production booth, Eric in the Morning Show producer, Swanee.
Yeah.
Tries to find, you know how it works, when we get to the last story, he throws us a kicker.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little kicker soundbite from Family Guy to prove, you know, my favorite show of all time, to prove that there isn't a topic alive that they haven't covered.
Totally.
Seems to be the case.
So I let Swanee know, here's our kicker story, and I throw him the topic, and he pulls a clip. And we generally don't know it or hear it until you folks hear it.
Right, it's first time.
And I'm terrified today. I don't know what's going to happen because the out cue on the clip is something I'm not even comfortable saying.
Oh,
what
excellent.
Is it?
I can't tell you because I'm not comfortable saying.
Okay.
We'll have to hear it for ourselves, I guess. Huh?
So I'm warning you ahead of time that this might have been a bad decision.
It's going to hit hard, huh?
Is it a bad decision? Is it bad? It looks bad, Swanee. It's okay.
Oh, not to him.
All right. Yeah. No, he's like, what do I care?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Oh. We'll see what happens. Also, you remember earlier this morning I said I was in Florida for the weekend and I wanted ice cream and I forgot my mask. And so I went into the store next door that had masks. Mm-hmm. I bought a mask and I put it on and it smelled like butt.
Oh,
it smelled like somebody's armpit. I'm like, oh my God, this is a used mask.
Disgusting.
Did they just sell me a used mask? Yeah. Is there now a secondhand mask business?
Ooh, I hope
that
not.
Can't be good.
That's not good at all.
Put it on and smell butt. Chicken-scented coronavirus masks are available now. Now, that I might enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on, it smells like chicken.
That's great.
Fried chicken?
Jack-in-the-Box restaurants, we don't have those around here, are offering free chicken-scented coronavirus masks now.
I wonder how long it lasts.
I don't know. Jack-in-the-Box created the mask to promote their new un-chicken sandwich.
Okay.
I don't know why you would do that, but anyway. There's a new app that's helping delivery drivers find the nearest restroom. How handy is that?
Very.
Totally.
Need that.
Especially if you're a delivery driver driving around all day. Just for me, I could use this.
Absolutely.
Whip pees like every 11 seconds.
I do. I know.
He pulls over at every stoplight to pee.
It's true.
It's illegal to pee outside, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. It is illegal.
I have no stories then.
As far as I know. Oreo builds asteroid-proof bunker and fills it with cookies and powdered milk. You've heard the story. You know, we're going to get hit by an asteroid in 2020 just to add to things.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just like... Sweet asteroid, come get me.
Right, exactly.
But now they've built a bunker and filled it with cookies and powdered milk. Oreos are the cookie that I don't ever crave, ever.
Really?
But if I have one, I can't stop.
Yeah, got at least three.
But I never think I could go for an Oreo now. I only do it if I see it and it's sitting in front of me. I don't go seek it out.
Interesting.
Have you had those fudge-covered Oreos?
Wow. Those are unbelievable, yeah.
That is a little slice of heaven.
I'm not into that.
Walmart store evacuated when skunk wanders inside.
Oh, that's horrible. Okay.
There's part of me that's amazed that this is the first time this has happened. It feels like it should have happened like 10 times by now.
Right.
Edmond, Oklahoma, Walmart store. Why am I having a hard time
Walmart.
With that? Walmart. A Walmart store in Oklahoma. Maybe because it's in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Walmart, Oklahoma.
Was evacuated and temporarily closed after a skunk wandered into the men's shoe department. I don't know how you'd tell that smell either.
I know, right?
Dana White, you know him, the UFC guy.
UFC president.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Wheel of Fortune girl for a second.
No, that's Vanna.
Vanna.
Not to be confused with Dana, who's a guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Dana White says Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers and The Rock will be the first fans invited to Fight Island.
Oh.
Fight Island. Okay, yeah.
Officials in Abu Dhabi are considering allowing fans on Fight Island to watch UFC fights in person at some point down the road. Dana White said he's already putting together his VIP list.
Mm.
So the only VIPs allowed in. Mm-hmm. Which might be kind of fun to watch that, huh?
Totally. Yeah.
San Jose Car Wash is turning into a haunted drive-thru for Halloween.
I've always thought about that because it's already kind of scary when you go in there.
Yeah.
Covered with soap, all the things coming at you.
All right, somebody jumping on your windshield when it's all soaped up.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that, I don't think.
Kind of fun. The Tunnel of Terror, they're calling it.
I like it.
Yeah, you're stuck.
Colorado hiker stuns onlookers while climbing mountains in high heels.
Oh,
I feel like Violetta could do this. She wears high heels everywhere.
That's true.
She's 4'6".
I do. So I'm used to wearing them, but that seems difficult.
An avid Colorado hiker looking for new challenges traded in her trail shoes for high heels to climb some of the state's highest peaks. Aaron Tan, who's 22, switched to the unconventional hiking footwear last month after climbing 57 of the state's 14ers, that being mountains over 14,000 feet.
Whoa. Wow. I wonder, is she wearing platform shoes? Because those are easier to walk in. You have more stability.
I'm guessing probably, right? Okay. Yeah. A Norwegian official has apologized for making 2020 an hour longer.
Oh.
Norwegian official responsible for daylight savings time in the country apologized for adding an additional hour to what has already been a very demanding year.
Yeah.
Which is what happens to us this weekend. Saturday night, we fall back, right?
That's right.
And finally, on weekend wrap-up, Swiss parents named daughter after internet company to get free Wi-Fi for 18 years.
Oh.
Huh.
A Swiss couple has named their daughter Twifia after internet startup Twifi and won themselves 18 years of free Wi-Fi internet for doing it.
Twifia.
What did Twifia do to deserve that?
Right.
Well, she's going to enjoy the internet when she gets a phone.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Let's find out the top three things trending on Twitter right now. An update later in the show. Here is Violetta. Number three.
Dunkin' Love is trending right now. There's a newlywed couple with an amazing love story. They met at a Dunkin' Donuts in Oklahoma. Sugar Good, that's the manager's name, the female. She works
Sugar.
There. Yeah, her name's Sugar. And John Thompson goes there every morning at 7:15 and started to talk like for a year. And then one day they finally exchanged names and numbers. And then John came over one day to the parking lot and proposed to her. Then they got married at the drive-thru.
Wow.
So
sounds like you and Hoshrod.
It really does. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. John pulled up in his big red pickup truck and proposed. The rest is history.
Dunkin' Love. That's nice. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Ariana Grande was trending last week for her single Positions coming out. And now she's trending because the rest of the album is coming out at the end of the week.
Melissa is really struggling with the fact she can't understand the words.
Maybe that's why she took off today to read them over.
Right.
Study.
More on that coming up here in a minute and trending on Twitter, number one.
# Monday Night Football is trending in the city. As the city gets ready to cheer on the Chicago Bears against the Los Angeles Rams, go Bears!
That is what time kickoff tonight, Whip?
7:15.
7:15. Bears still 6-point underdogs?
That's right.
And Leno on the line returns tomorrow morning. He's a big bear. Good old number 72, Charles Leno Jr. Back where he belongs right here with us. Leno on the line tomorrow morning after a big Bears win.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.